Finally today, it's been almost a week since the Academy Awards, and while the winners are at home admiring their little gold statues, there's controversy in the wake of the ceremony in reaction to this bit from last Sunday.
The results of tonight's Academy Awards have been tabulated by the accounting firm of Price, Waterhouse, and Cooper. They sent us their most dedicated, accurate, and hard-working representatives. I want you to please welcome Ming Zhu, Bao Ling, and David Moskowitz.
Host Chris Rock there with a joke that kind of fell flat with a lot of people. Reporter Edith Tsang in Hollywood has been writing, is still writing, about the reaction to that bit. Just remind us what we saw, Ada, and what Asian Americans, not to mention some Jews, find offensive about that.
Sure. So it was the part of the Oscars where Chris Rock rings out the people who he says are the accountants that counted the votes for the night.
Right.
And he brings out these three young Asian American kids.
Really young. Six,
Asian
seven, eight.
Kids.
Yeah.
And they're in tuxedos and they're holding briefcases.
Yeah. And so what was the reaction in the Asian American community?
So basically, the joke was kind of a racist joke. I don't even think Chris Rock would deny that, because it was almost a meta joke where he kind of plays with the stereotype of the model minority, and then he almost dares the audience to get mad about it and tweet about it. So he says, like, if you're mad about it, tweet about it. And then his extra punchline is that the phone that you use to tweet it is also made by these Asian kids.
Right.
So it's sort of like, it's this meta joke where he dares you to get upset about the stereotype, and then he like kind of almost rubs it in even more by making it a child labor joke.
Yeah, well, I mean, the stereotype being, first of all, that Asian kids and Jews are good at math and numbers. Wasn't the only joke that bombed that night. Did the families know what they were getting into, the families of these kids who were out on stage?
It was actually, it was complicated, because they knew the premise of the joke, because when Chris Rock hosted this show over a decade ago, he had done something kind of like this where he brought out the accountants who weren't the real accountants. And then in that case, it was two really tall African-American men. So they knew he wanted to do a reprise of that joke with little Asian kids, but they didn't know what the specific joke was.
Now, the names Chris Rock mentioned, those were not the real names of the kids. One of the kids is named Esty Kung. She's 8 years old. She's the girl on stage in that bit. And her family's been speaking out. What has the mom been saying?
I think the main thing was that, you know, you have to understand, as a mom of a kid who sees her child being plastered all over every single major news publication as an example of what's wrong with Hollywood, what's wrong with diversity in Hollywood. You know, just part of this controversy of people being mad at Chris Rock, people being like mad at the parents of the kids who would do this. You know, there's all these people like talking about something that they don't really know. And she wanted to...
But it's also building off the anger with Oscar So White as well.
Exactly. Yeah, it was that much more sensitive because diversity was such a key issue. And the fact that Asians were still the butt of the joke, even when there was so much talk about inclusion, it just sort of hit home more, I guess. It felt like, you know, they were kicking us while we're down, you know, sense. So basically, she wanted to show that her kid wasn't just a prop, because, you know, she was actually a star on this show called Man vs. Child Chef Showdown. And she had just finished doing a tour all over Asia where she was really popular. And the new season of the show is actually coming out later this month. So it was kind of this idea of like, look, these kids aren't props. They're more than these 30 seconds that you see on stage. And let me tell my side of the story, not necessarily to fuel the anger, because she's not angry about this. She understands it's very complicated, but just to give like a more human story to, you know, this anger.
Yeah, you're right, though. It is complicated. And now I gather the family has been trolled and threatened as a result of speaking out. Is that right? And by whom?
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I think everyone, a lot of people don't even read the story and they just make these assumptions. They think, oh, this mother's probably just trying to use this to, you know, further her kid's career, which couldn't be further from the truth, because I was the one who contacted them because I recognized it. I had actually interviewed Esty earlier when the first season of the show came out. So I just happened to recognize her, you know? So I was like, oh my gosh, people should know who this kid actually is, because she's actually a really hilarious, fun kid. You see her for 30 seconds making a very serious face, kind of associated with these ideas of, you know, like straight-laced accountants and and child labor, you know.
Right.
I mean, it's just about kind of recognizing that these kids are human, you know, the parents of the kids are human. They're not mad at Chris Rock. They're not trying to like fuel this fire of like, we have it worse than everybody else. You know, it's just kind of a mess on the internet. But that's what happens, unfortunately, in this day and age, when anyone kind of speaks out about racial issues, just because, you know, there's just all these sides and everyone assumes that all these sides are against each other.
Reporter Ada Tseng in Hollywood, thanks. Great to speak with you.
Thank you.
Wow, a lot of good brain fodder there for the weekend. That is our show today from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios here at WGBH in Boston. The world's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. I'm Marco Werman. Have yourselves a great weekend.
PRI, Public Radio International.